The Daily News article audio. Today in top stories, Utah dentists prepare for the first statewide fluoride ban. With Utah's first-in-the-nation ban on fluoride in public drinking water having taken effect May 7th, dentists who treat children and low-income patients said they're bracing for an influx of tooth decay among the state's most vulnerable. Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed the law against the recommendation of many dentists and national health organizations, who warned removing fluoride would harm tooth development, especially in young patients without regular access to dental care. U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. applauded Utah for being the first state to enact a ban and said he plans to direct the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, to stop recommending fluoridation nationwide. As of May 7th, communities across the state were no longer able to decide whether to add a low dose of the cavity-preventing mineral to their water supply. Before the ban became law, a majority of Utah water systems did not add fluoride. The state in 2022 ranked 44th in the nation for the percentage of residents who received fluoridated water, with about 2 in 5 receiving it, according to CDC data. The law impacts about 1.6 million Utah residents who live in Davis and Salt Lake counties and Brigham City, according to the Utah Department of Health and Human Services. In communities like Salt Lake City, the largest city removing fluoride from its water supply, dentists over the past week said many patients were unaware of the fast-approaching ban, and most did not realize the city had been adding fluoride to their drinking water for nearly two decades. Fluoride fortifies teeth and reduces cavities by replacing minerals lost during normal wear and tear, according to the CDC. It's especially important for children whose teeth are still developing. For some low-income families, public drinking water containing fluoride may be their only source of preventative dental care. At Salt Lake Donated Dental Services, providers expect their months-long wait list for children's procedures requiring sedation to grow, and their need for volunteer dentists to skyrocket. The effects of the ban on children's teeth will likely be visible within the next year, said Sasha Harvey, the clinic's executive director. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.